Some years ago, when Dr. Billy Graham returned to the United States from Paris, he was interviewed by a group of American reporters. He told them that he sensed a great spiritual hunger on the part of the French people and felt God was leading him to plan an evangelistic campaign in the city of Paris. Finally, one of the reporters, who had been a little more aggressive than the rest, shouted in frustration, "Dr. Graham, I was recently in Paris, and I saw no spiritual hunger on the part of anybody while I was there." Dr. Graham smiled and replied, "Sir, it is my observation that when a person is in Paris, he sees what he's looking for." That cracked up the reporters. They had a good laugh, and the interview was over. Now, Christian, there is a tremendous truth tucked away in those words, "You see what you're looking for." And this is especially true of the Bible. The reason why many people do not get anything out of their Bible reading is because they're not looking for anything. There are two things that I have done over the years that have helped me get something out of my daily reading. One is what could be called topical reading. Let's say you want to learn to be a better witness for Christ. There are four books that tell you exactly how Jesus himself witnessed to his Father in heaven. They are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Or let's say you want to learn to help others become dedicated disciples. There are four books that tell you how Jesus went about making disciples while he was on earth. The books are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. My point is, look for something specific. You'll be amazed and delighted with what you find. Now, the second method is character reading. Let's say you want to be a man after God's own heart. Read the life of David, who was a man after God's own heart. Or let's say you want to have a closer relationship with God. Read the life of Abraham, the friend of God. The Bible is filled with men and women from whom we can learn and from whom we can profit. Ask God to help you absorb their strengths and avoid their sins. Bible reading will become more exciting and profitable in your walk of daily discipleship. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.